Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rob Brown Show, back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great Melonzo, and you. Phone lines open for you, 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. That is 844-326-3663. You can text that number. It is the Hub City Spartanburger text line. We'll read it on the air. You can call that number, and we will put you on the air. You can tweet me and follow me on social media at The Rob Brown Show across all of the social media. You can get to Lonzo at Lonzo on Word on Twitter. You can get to everybody up in here at the Fan Upstate. And, of course, if you have not done so yet, we do stream all 4 hours of the show, all 5 days of the week that we do it live at Facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, The Fan Upstate on YouTube, The Fan Upstate on Twitter, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch. Join us. Go behind the scenes. Have conversations with myself, with Lonzo, with the rest of the Armada off of the air. Sometimes they make it on to the air. Sometimes they don't. We had a conversation in depth there during the break about the word penetration. It's a good word. It's a good word. It needs to be used more. Do me a favor. Use that word at work as many times as you can today.
You probably shouldn't do that.
You should. It's just an English word. No need to be afraid of words, people. No need to be afraid of words. All right. Let's jump back into this. We talked earlier in the show about the Penn State situation. Penn State, of course, firing James Franklin over the weekend, a young man who has been in charge of the program for a dozen years. At this point, is released despite the fact that he averaged 10 wins per year. I'm not just going to say there's a lot of schools that wish that they could say that. I'm going to say most schools wish that they could say that they averaged 10 per year. But here's the reality of the situation. James Franklin, during his tenure as a head coach, is 128-60. The majority of those 60 are against top 10 teams. James Franklin had at Penn State, 16% win percentage against teams ranked inside of the AP top 10. James Franklin has won one Big Ten championship back in 2016. That is it. That's the entire trophy case. A 2016 Big Ten championship. He did win the 2016 Hayes Schembechler Coach of the Year Award, the 2016 Sporting News Coach of the Year, and the 2000 Woody Hayes Trophy. That was all 9 years ago. Nothing since then. And while you would look and say, hey, he averaged 10, like, wouldn't you want that? The answer is yeah, if you're any other school. But how many of a dozen years do I have to win 10 before we win 11? Before we win 12, before we win a Big Ten championship, before we win a national championship? The answer is at least another one. So they move on. There were a couple of names that jumped out of the gate as the next dude to take over as the main dude at Penn State University. One of them was Ohio State offensive coordinator Brian Hartline. He is He is the offensive coordinator and wide receivers coach at Ohio State. He has been with the team since 2017. Of course, Brian Hartline is a former NFL player, spent some time with the Dolphins and the Browns, left NFL football in 2016, joined the Buckeyes the next year, and has been there ever since. He has not only cemented himself as a top recruiter nationally, but look at the list of names that has come out of Ohio State, or, as I think you could get away with calling them right now, wide receiver U. Garrett Wilson, a Buckeye. Jackson Smith and Jigba, a Buckeye. Chris Olave, a Buckeye. Marvin Harrison Jr., a Buckeye. They have been sending dudes to the NFL at the wide receiver position. Brian Hartline has been in control of that group for 8 years now. And every year, it's like he's just reloaded the wide receiver spot. So, that's a very interesting name, because I've got to think that after 8 years at Ohio State, you think maybe he wants a chance. Maybe he wants an opportunity to go put on the headset and be that guy. Does he? I don't know. We'll find out. Now, that being said,
by the way, I don't think he does, but we'll see.
We'll find out. With the understanding that Brian Hartline was a Buckeye. In fact, was a member of the 2008 BCS National Championship game team, averaged over 13 yards per reception, 52 catches, 694 yards, in his final season in 08, 22.8 yards per reception, 21 catches, 479. He's a Buckeye, and, you know, rivalries go so far. Again, my loyalty cannot be bought, but it can be rented. I hate the Atlanta Falcons, but if y'all need a play-by-play guy, holla at your boy. I'll come to the ATL.
Not a rival.
Yeah, sure, whatever. I would disagree, but I'm not an Ohio State fan, so you have more say than I do about it.
I mean, in this case, I can actually say I know this more than you do.
Fair enough.
And they're not.
Fair enough. So, Brian Hartline's in the mix, and I got to say, I think he's the second most attractive candidate you could have. I think the most attractive candidate that you could possibly end up with is Matt Rhule. Now, wait a minute, Rob Brown. I've heard the name. Kurt Cignetti. Thrown about a bunch of times. Why would it not be him? Well, the answer is it would be him. He is the most attractive head coaching candidate right now. I think if Kurt Cignetti decides that he wants to leave Indiana and take a step up, he would be the dude. Oh, by the way, yeah, I appreciate the text reminding me Emeka Egbuka is on that list of Ohio State wide receivers, too.
Oh, there were a bunch more. I'm sure. It would have took a while.
Yeah. So I think Kurt Cignetti is the most attractive name on the Penn State wish list as it stands right now. Here's the problem. I don't think you're getting him out of Bloomington, Indiana. I don't think you're getting him out of Bloomington, Indiana, because I don't think, and this may very well have been a hot take maybe just 2 or 3 years ago. I do not think it is anymore. I think Indiana is one great season, and perhaps, perchance, per maybe, this is that great season. I think the Indiana Hoosiers are one great season away from having their head coaching job be considered at the least on par with the Penn State Nittany Lion coaching job. Hold your horses. Don't start throwing pointy objects at me just yet. Let's think about this for a moment. In terms of revenue, Indiana is behind Penn State, but it is not dramatically behind Penn State. In terms of revenue, Indiana's got it, because not only are they right now the darlings of college football? And they are. Which means that NIL's going to be fine. Because you get to where Indiana is, and that is where smaller national companies go, maybe we can't afford big names at Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, but we can afford Fernando Mendoza and the rest of the Hoosiers. So let's start there. And then the big companies go, oh, they're doing something. They also, remember, get Big Ten money. They get Big Ten money. The second highest payout in college football is from the Big Ten to its member institutions. And the Indiana Hoosiers went to the playoffs last year, which meant they got another big old fat check. And they're probably going back this year. I think Indiana is very much a serious threat to win the Big Ten championship this year. They have the leg up on Oregon. Should it come down to those two plus the horse chestnuts of Ohio State as to who gets in, they now have the tiebreaker over the Ducks, meaning leg up on the Big Ten title game and OBT dubs. If you play for the Big Ten title, you're going to the playoffs this year. I think Indiana's in. And oh, by the way, with, once again, Fernando Mendoza at quarterback. I think you're a genuine contender in the college football playoffs here, which means you get Big Ten payout, you get Big Ten championship game payout, you get playoff money, and if you can go win yourself a game or two, you could end up getting bonus payout from the playoffs as well. Penn State, on the flip side, will not be playing for the Big Ten championship this year after an 0-3 start. Penn State this year will, I suspect, not be the first 9-3 team that makes its way into the college football playoffs as an at-large squad, meaning they will not be going to the playoffs, which means that Indiana's going to be bringing in a pretty penny of revenue that is inaccessible to the Penn State Nittany Lions. You put into all of that right now the fact that if, and I want you to take yourself back to when you were 16, 17 years old, you were a high school football player, you were living your best life, you're out there macking on the cheerleaders, you're out there hanging out with the boys, you're out there doing two-a-days and getting ready, and you go to the season and you look up and you are from the great Midwest, a place that has historically been dominated by Ohio State, by Michigan, by Penn State making inroads, et cetera, et cetera. And now all of a sudden there's this plucky little upstart team in Bloomington, Indiana, led by Kurt Cignetti, who right now is, as aforementioned, the media darling. Did you hear the postgame, the halftime interview with Kurt Cignetti during their win over the Ducks this time around? Young lady doing the interview was like, "Hey, Kurt, talk to me about the first half." Kurt Cignetti, first off, spent just like 10 seconds boosting up his team and then spent about 2 minutes ripping them down while making jokes the whole time. The dude's absolutely the dude that a young and dumb, now old and dumb, but then young and dumb Rob Brown would have loved to have gone and played. I click with this dude, man, and I promise you a lot of other college football players do. Versus, outside of like diehard, lifelong Penn State fans in and around Pennsylvania, if you're not a diehard, what's the attractiveness of Penn State right now? And I would like Penn State fans to answer that question, but I'll ask all of you as well. What's the attractiveness of Pennsylvania State University right now? Revenue, resources, sure. Recruiting, fine.
To play in a whiteout.
I mean, great. Which, by the way, you lose as much as you win them. Like, nice job. I picked Oregon in that game because they lose every whiteout. It's easy. So, I don't think Kurt Cignetti is a legitimate pick for that gig. And I don't think he's a legitimate pick for that gig because I think that at the end of this season, after the chips have fallen and the college football playoff hath been played and the college football national championship hath been awarded, I think Indiana's going to have enough money on the table that they can give Kurt Cignetti a raise and an extension to get him to where Penn State would have him at to come over and take over a program that, while you cannot use the word floundering to describe it, because again, they played in the semifinal last year, certainly this is a big-time reset for the Penn State Nittany Lions versus Kurt Cignetti, who has built, molded, shaped, formed, evolved Indiana into a legitimate, don't laugh because I'm right, a legitimate playoff contender. So, who is the guy, the dude, to take over that program? Ladies and gentlemen, there is one answer, and one answer only, and it is Matt Rhule, the head coach of the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Now,
see, wouldn't you say, I mean, historically, Nebraska is the bigger name? Back in the day, Nebraska was the team. So, I don't remember Penn State being on the same level as Nebraska.
I think, great one, I think you need to do what my broken body is doing on a regular basis and constantly reminding me that 1990 was 35 years ago. Nebraska has not. Here's the thing, and I said this over the weekend about Florida State. If you follow me on X at the Rob Brown Show, I made this correlation. It is not that Nebraska has struggled the last, 25 years. It's that they have been, Lonzo, irrelevant. It is one thing to be bad. It is worse to be irrelevant. If you're bad, people are still talking about you. You're still getting attention. There's brand awareness. If you're irrelevant, you are nothing.
I said this word in there historically.
I agree.
Yeah, I did say historically, and I realize they have fallen off. But what's Penn State done? What have they done?
Penn State has been, during the entire 12 years James Franklin has been there, they've been right there, knocking on the dough.
What they've been a ranked win for either Ohio State or Michigan, sometimes both. That's what they've been.
I don't disagree.
I mean, so glad you're ranked. It makes us look better.
Well,
way to go, Penn State.
Well and good. When's the last time Nebraska was a ranked win for those teams? 2001. 2001. The last time Nebraska was relevant, I was a sophomore in high school. I am now a 40-year-old and inching ever closer to 41-year-old man. I was a sophomore in high school. The last time Nebraska was not irrelevant. I made the comparison. I drew the line between Nebraska and Florida State, and I said, you know what the danger for Florida State is? It's not that they're going to be bad. The danger for Florida State is that in this day and age, when everybody's moving forward with NIL and rev share and portal and yada, 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 if you become irrelevant, I don't know how you come back from that. You have to stumble on a Kurt Cignetti to get you back from that. And there ain't but one Kurt Cignetti right now. That's why that's why Penn State wants him. However, Matt Rhule. And I saw somebody online say yesterday,
this is alleged, by the way. We don't know what they want.
That's our job, is to speculate. So I'm doing my job in speculating.
And what has Matt Rhule done at Nebraska that would make you want him at Penn State?
The best football team right now that they have had in two decades. Two decades. It's been since Nebraska has been relevant. Are they a threat in the conference right now? No, not really. But Lonzo, they're 5-1. And their only loss right now was a field goal loss to the Michigan Wolverines at the point that everybody was saying, maybe the Wolverines aren't as bad as we thought they were. 3-point loss. They are 5-1. And granted, the 5 aren't impressive. Cincinnati, who's got a ranked win, by the way, Akron, Houston Christian, Michigan State, and Maryland. Not a who's who of 5 wins, but there's also not a lot of 5-1 teams out there right now, including the ones who played craptastic schedules and could not get to 5-1. I'm not saying they're good. What I'm saying is Matt Rhule is a dude that takes 2 or 3 years to really hit the stride, to really hit it. He did it at Baylor. He did it at Rice.
Yeah.
Again, that's the NFL. It's a different breed of cat, man. It's a different world up there. This is why Matt Rhule's just another college coach who tried it in the big leagues and realized, oh, that's not how this works. The OOU stuff does not work in the NFL. It absolutely works in college football. It absolutely does. To this day still works. So the OOU stuff will work. This is why Nebraska has right now today the best football team Nebraska's had since 2002-ish. It's been 23 years since they've been relevant. And while I do not think they are necessarily good yet, here's what I will say. Can Nebraska meet Minnesota right now? You're damn right they can. Can they beat Northwestern right now? You're damn right they can. Can they beat USC? I would say is a good answer. I'd say that's a toss-up game. Can they beat UCLA right now? In fairness, UCLA is like, what?
I don't know, dude.
What the hell was Deshaun Foster doing? Deshaun leaves. This team's now 2-0 with a top 3 win over Penn State. And rolling. So, like, let's say probably, but maybe. Can they beat Penn State right now? Northwestern just did. So, yes. And can they beat Iowa right now? I say yes. I think they can. This Penn State team could. Not will.
Could.
Finish this year 11-1 or 10-2. Genuinely, that's where Matt Rhule has this team right now. They could genuinely finish 10-2.
He should probably jump right now, because if he were to lose to Penn State, that would not get him that Penn State job.
Well, again, he would have to wait until the end of the year. That's just how those contracts are written out in order to do it, or else he'd be on the hook for a massive buyout. He would be anyway, but it can decrease a lot if he waits till the end of the year. I don't know about all that. Here's what I do know. Penn State's not getting Kurt Cignetti. So the conversation comes down to, as far as I'm concerned, Brian Hartline out of Ohio State, who we don't know if he would be willing to leave his alma mater or not. Granted, if you're Brian Hartline, if you have any interest at all in being a head coach, it's not going to be at Ohio State, because Ryan Day's a young man. He's going to be there for a long time. So if you want to be head coach, now's the time to jump.
He's going
to
be there a long time unless he can't beat Michigan.
I mean, he won a national championship.
Yeah, I know.
The most Ohio State University thing in the world.
It all starts over again if they get to the end of the season and lose to Michigan.
The most Ohio State thing in the world will be for a guy to win you a national championship, be one of, what is it now, three active head coaches with a national championship, and then get fired because you lost an irrelevant game on Thanksgiving weekend that didn't matter. Oh, that'd be spectacular. Ryan Day would be hired before he got his stuff out of the locker.
Oh, he absolutely would, and he should.
So,
but he's not going anywhere.
So Brian Hartline is not going to be a head coach at Ohio State, at least not in the next decade or so. So if he wants to be one, he's got to go. We just don't know if he does. But even if he does, Matt Rhule is a successful
college
football coach, a successful college football coach with a bunch of experience. He's the guy. Because you're not getting Kurt. Indiana's going to pay Kurt Cignetti, and Indiana is not a step down from Penn State as much as Penn State fans want to think it is. I will say this. Nebraska is, except for Matt Rhule. Now, if Matt Rhule leaves, Nebraska goes back to irrelevance, then they definitely are. I would say today, Indiana is not far behind Penn State on the quality of job, and I think they'll pay him what Penn State would pay him, Kurt Cignetti. Nebraska is a step down from Penn State. So I think Matt Rhule ends up being the guy. Let's take a break. Back after this, the Rob Brown Show rolls on. It is the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One of the things that I very much love working here at the Fan Upstate, 97.7 FM Greenville, 97.1 FM Spartanburg, all around the world on the Audacy app, AUDACY, for free. You're welcome. Is that, and this is, and I can say this with all great sincerity, I believe the first time in my 17-year radio career, a spot that I work that I actually like everyone I work with. I have been spots that I've worked that I've hated everyone I've worked with, and there's been spots that I've worked where I liked a couple of people and despised a couple of people. This is the first time where everyone that I work with on the station, I genuinely like. That's nice. And one of the things I like about the fellas is that while we butt heads occasionally, the four of us, a lot of the times, I think the boys have some good takes. Now, if you listened to that break there, the afternoon legend we call Cole Bryson had a take. He said, look, it was, and I agree with this.
We call him other things.
We call him a lot of things. Yeah, I just can't say most of them on the radio.
Cole Bryson, though, is what
Lonzo calls him short all the time.
Well, he's not tall.
Cole Bryson had a great take, and it is a take that I have been saying since yesterday's show when we found out that South Carolina had terminated Lonnie Teasley, the offensive line coach. The take I had was this. The offensive line play was hilariously bad against LSU. In fact, I would go so far as to say that that game against the Fighting Tigers of Louisiana State University was the definition of a winnable football game that you cost yourself the win. And I blamed it on a bunch of things. Now, there were some spots that were maybe outside of your control, like a fake punt that would have been a first down and potentially flipped the game, certainly flipped the field, that was called off by a referee who I thought did a spot of bad refereeing by running in front of the punter with the arms out, saying, no, 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 can't snap it yet, then backing out from away from the punter, but not backing out with the permission to snap the football. South Carolina ran a fake punt. They get a first down. It's called back. You got to do it again. Not great, Bob. Disappointing, if anything. But I would go so far as to say, unlike last year's game against the LSU Tigers, a game that on an LSU radio show last Friday night that I was asked to do a guest spot and break down this game from the Gamecocks perspective, I said, I don't care that I'm going to become, for at least the next 6 to 8 minutes, the most hated man in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And the guy who will take my place will be whatever is the next bartender to say, sorry, guys, we're out of beer. I don't care if I'm going to be the most hated man in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Gamecocks should have won that game last year, and they got screwed by the referees. Screwed by them. The pick six coming off the board was an embarrassment. And the host was like, wait a minute, Rob. You can't hit the quarterback. I can if he's trying to make a tackle. But that's all water under the bridge. We've played against a game since then. I thought you got shafted by the officials last week. I don't think you got a shaft by the officials this week. I think, frankly, your offensive line was a joke. The play was bad. Lenore Sellers was getting his ass kicked, as he has been all season long. And you couldn't stop making false starts happen in big-time situations if I'd have paid you to do it. It was bad. The offensive line is the primo numero uno problem for this football team right now. Lonnie Teasley had to go. I hate anybody losing their job, but I also understand it is a job. And there are expectations and responsibilities with that job that if you are not meeting them, you got to go. And unfortunately, the expectations for that job in one place may be different from the expectations for that job in a different place. But the expectations for that offensive line coach at South Carolina was to be better than you're being right now if you're that team. Because I do believe the offensive line most certainly cost you the LSU game. I would make the argument they may have cost you the Mizzou game as well. And if you lose more than you win through the rest of the ride, where you've got, what, four consecutive ranked games, 1, 2, 3, 4, coming up, it'll be because of the offensive line. However, what Cole Bryson said, I could not agree with more. It was the right decision to move on from Lonnie Teasley. However, it's not going to change the play calling. It's just not. Now, if Mike Shula is going to, for whatever reason, just insist, I think unintelligently, respectfully, that Lenore Sellers is to be a pocket passer quarterback, which is, respectfully, very dumb to do. If he's going to insist on that, then by all means, you better make sure your offensive line is prepared to block a pocket passing quarterback's game. Again, I think that is very dumb. And that is why now problem numero uno behind the offensive line is the play calling. Now, I think that play calling is something that a lot of people rush to criticize. Why? A, because it is subjective. It's a subjective metric. Your thoughts on the play calling are going to be different than Lonzo's, are going to be different than mine, are going to be different than Cole Bryson's, are going to be different than Diesel's. However, I don't think that it is all that bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S, to say The play calling's been atrocious. No, I go back to the Kentucky game. And you will recall last week that on Monday I came in here and I said, pat on the back and a good game to Mike Shula, because finally it looked like he was play calling to fit the scheme to the athletes and not try to demand that the athletes fit the scheme. To take the weapons and the resources you have and say, what is our plan of attack with these being the weapons at our disposal, versus saying, this is our plan of attack, figure out how to fit the weapons into it. There's a difference there. I don't know why this popped into my brain. You remember the movie Apollo 13? Great movie. Tom Hanks.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, great movie. Great movie. Great story, too, in real life, but a great movie. They did a great job.
I think Kevin Bacon was
Kevin Bacon was in it. Tom Hanks plays the role of Jim Lovell, and he is one of the astronauts that was on the Apollo 13 space mission. You will remember that the Apollo 13 space mission took off. There was an accident. They ended up being in a spot where landing capsule and the, forget the other part of the spaceship, but it basically it was leaking, and they could not complete the mission to the moon. And not only that, it put their ability to, oh, Gary Sinise was in it, by the way. Shout out to Gary Sinise, one of the all-time Hollywood goats.
Lieutenant Diane.
Bill Paxton was in it as well. Great movie, man. Just absolutely, absolutely great movie. So in the movie, there's this spot where the spaceship can't make it back because they got this leak and they got to figure out a way to plug it. But the problem was, it was a very unique situation. Nobody had really prepped or planned for or saw was a possibility. And there's a scene in the movie that I think is very apropos for the situation we're discussing. The situation is all of the engineers are standing around in Houston at HQ. And the flight director, the guy who runs mission control, walks in and he says, here's the problem, guys. We've got to fit this into this. And he holds up, it literally was a square peg in a round hole. He said, we've got to fit this into this using this. And he dumps open a box. And the box is everything that they have and only what they have on that spaceship, on that rocket, to get the square peg into the round hole. We got to fit this into this using only this. And he dumps it over. South Carolina, that's where you are right now. You have got to plug a square peg into a round hole. And the problem is, you only have to work with what you have to work with. And the problem, I think, is that Mike Shula is the guy that, as he sits there at that table trying to figure out how do we fit the square peg into the round hole, after the flight director walks up and says, using only this, he's the guy that he goes to the other side of the room and he grabs a bunch of stuff that's not on the spaceship and he walks over and he comes up with a fine plan to get that square peg into that round hole and seal up the leak. The problem is, he does, like, the people who have to do it don't have those resources at their disposal at that minute. So it's a great plan. I think it's great. I think the pro-style pocket protection style offense that Mike Shula runs absolutely can work. If you have the offensive line and you have the quarterback to pull it off, you have neither. You don't have the offensive line because they're just not that good. And your quarterback does not fit that system. I need you to sit down with the flight director's box of crap and just that and say, okay, I've got these weapons, I've got these items, and this is what I have to use to get the square peg into the round hole. This is what I have to use. And I need you to sift through that and go, my plan with all that other stuff, great plan, it can't work. And if that plan can't work, I need to look at what I have here and I need to take all these resources that I have and I need to assemble them in a way that I create a plan that will work. And there's your biggest problem. Your biggest problem, yes, it is a lack of discipline. And again, when you are a culture team, South Carolina is absolutely a culture team. They've got talent on the roster, but they are not top-tier talent yet. You know that. I know that. There's no shame in that game. You're not Georgia's talent. You're not Bama's talent. You're not LSU's talent yet. So if you're a culture team that doesn't have the full-time talent, but you want to pull those wins that start building you in that direction, what are the two things that you have to have? You have to, A, and I hate this because you know I hate a sports cliche. Number one, you have to outwork everybody. You got to want it more than they do. It's like that scene from Remember the Titans. I want them to always remember the night they played the Titans. Like, you got to have that mentality, that dog in you. But number two, you've got to be disciplined. You've got to be more disciplined. You've got to win the penalty battle every night. You've got to win the turnover battle every night. And if you're losing the penalty battle, if you're losing the turnover battle, you can't win. Because if they have more talent than you, and LSU did and does, if they have more talent than you, I need you to say everything else that matters is going to be in our favor. We are going to win the turnover battle, which in this game, you got the two picks of Garrett Nussmeier. You got a fumble return. And you won the turnover battle 2-3, but like, how much different is that game if you win the turnover battle 3-0? You may win the game. I need you to win the penalty battle. You didn't. LSU, 5-54, South Carolina, 13-65. If you don't have the talent they have, you damn sure better win all of the parts of the game that you can win. And what I'm seeing, based on the play calling, is a setup where Mike Shula went to the other side of the room and he got all these other things that the team doesn't have and said, oh, this is how you win. Great, but we don't have those resources, man. We don't have that stuff. All we have is this box of crap that the flight director just dumped on the table. You need to work with this stuff to come up with a plan. And then the team's got to be disciplined, and then the team's got to win the turnover battle, et cetera, et cetera. And right now they're just not. This is the right decision for that position, coach. I just don't know what comes next. All right. The words player insurance are a set of words you might start hearing a little bit more regularly moving forward. I'll tell you what I mean when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I would like to very quickly play you a clip from Dan Wetzel, who covers college football for ESPN, writes on a bunch of other sites as well, because Dan Wetzel brought to our attention something that I think is very interesting and something that I think we are going to hear about college football, basketball programs getting involved with in the next couple of years. And that is player insurance. What's that, Rob? I'll let Dan Wetzel explain it to you right here. As soon as I flip my computer over to the right settings that I need to have them on in order to play it for you, which is absolutely going to happen in just a moment from now, I'll let Dan Wetzel explain that to you. So there's Dan Wetzel saying, player insurance. Effectively, Lloyd's of London, which if you've, oh, you've heard of, I'm assuming many of you have heard of Lloyd's of London. They insure stuff, right? Like you've heard the stuff about like a celebrity has a body part insured, right? Who's it? I think J-Lo got her butt insured at one point. So if something happens and she, I guess, loses her butt or her butt is damaged, then she would get paid X tens of millions of dollars.
Like tear a glute and it causes it to be malformed.
Yeah, if she ends up with like, if the butt was to deflate somehow, if like one cheek was to drop lower than the other cheek, whatever. And for the record, I think she said at one point that her butt was not insured, like that was a gimmick. But there are celebrities who have gotten body parts that have been insured.
Especially receivers with their legs and stuff like that.
Players do it 100%. Career insurance, so to speak. It's just for a celebrity. Like, if you got a famous ass, you know, you want to make sure that you can keep them glutes profitable.
If I were
profitable.
To look up, is J-Lo's butt
I just insured? Did. It's did not. You? It's okay. not. She said right. she told Jimmy Fallon that that was a made-up story. But Lloyd's of London does offer body part insurance. You can go insure a part of your body if you'd like. You know?
Every part?
If the wife's like really happy, you know, yeah, maybe body insurance for, you know, you get it if you're proud of it. You know what I mean? So
your eyes. Yeah.
That's exactly a smile. That's exactly what I meant. So, you know, I should get my vocal cords insured. That way, if they ever get fried, I can't do radio anymore. You know, I get a year's salary back.
I wonder how much you'd have to pay to have that insured.
Well, if it's 3% of the total value, not much. So the thought here is a team like the Arkansas Razorbacks, if they were going to, say, go $1 million in NIL or go $1 million in rev share, that they could insure it for a 3% premium. So say $30,000 to insure a $1 million deal. And then you have timestamps on it. If that player shows up for Arkansas and then they suffer a season-ending knee injury before January. Or if they go into the portal, they come to Arkansas, and then they pull a, what was that, the quarterback that did that with Florida? He came to Florida, and then he wasn't going to start, and then he transferred. He's out of Arizona State. Now, you know who I'm talking about, that guy, who is now, like, had sued Billy Napier in Florida and all that. I forget the kid's name, but you know what I'm talking about. Point here is, the school would come off 3% of the total, and if that player is lost, before a certain date, they get that money back. If it's after that date but before the next benchmark, they would get half that money back. So you put down $30,000, and if the player plays all season, cool, you're out $30,000, but you protected $1 million. If that player does not play any of the at least the main part of the season, with Wetzel said the deadline will be in January there. So if he makes it through the non-con schedule, but when it's conference run time, when the chips are down, if he's out at that point, you get the whole $1 million back from Lloyd's of London. You can put it right back into the program, put it towards another player, whatever. If it's in February, so most of the conference games are played, you still got the tourney out in front of you, conference and natty still out ahead of you, you would get half of that back. Meaning you put down $30,000, that player makes it through the conference games, but he's out before the conference tournament start. All right, you get $500,000 back. All right, still, you're out $470,000, but like, I've done the math, $470,000, a lot more than the $30,000 you'd be out. So, player insurance. When I take this story, and for the record, I think it's a decent idea. Honestly, I think it's for what college athletics is now, I think it is a good idea for the schools, right? Especially when rev share rolls around. Because look at it this way. If you've got $22 million in rev share to split up across the athletic department, and you give your quarterback $2 million in rev share, Miami gives Carson Beck $2 million in rev share. It's not just the $2 million that he is worth. It's also $2 million that you cannot give anybody else. I can't give that money to my running back, my wide receiver. I can't give that money to my starting point guard who's an NBA lottery pick. I can't give that money to my women's WNBA first overall pick who is going to do for me what Caitlin Clark did for Iowa, Angel Reese did for LSU, Paige Beckers did for UConn. I don't have that in the bag anymore. So that's what I'm insuring. Not just the milli or the 2 milli or whatever. It's also that if that player is not going, can't or won't for whatever reason participate in a way that $2 million I think translates to a $2 or more million benefit back to the school, I get that money back and I can put it somewhere else that it will. I can reinvest it. I think we as a country have done a real bad job with how we handle health insurance and car insurance in this country. I think most of us all agree, I might be wrong, that it's largely a scam. It feels like a scam. I got to give you money every month out of my paycheck, and then when I need a doctor, I got to give you more money, and then I got to give you a whole lot of money to then get to the point where you give me back some of my money. It's a scam.
I'm pretty sure you said car insurance. And
also that.
Okay, all right.
Same thing.
Okay.
I got to give you money every single month. I got to give you a buku dinero, and then the minute that I need you, you fight your ass off to not have to give me money back. It's a scam. We need reform. But this is smart. This is good insurance. It is also, and again, even thinking it's a good idea and it's smart for the schools, and if you're going to do, like I would say, any NIL or rev share that we do that's over $500,000, I'd invest in this. I'd 100% invest in insuring all of that, at least the biggest NIL and rev share deals. But this, plus the gathering smoke on the story that maybe it was Adidas that pushed out James Franklin, not just AD Pat Kraft, and it was Adidas who said, we'll fork over the $49 million, but go find us a coach that's going to have our logo in the national championship game and not in that game. I told you when all this started, you accept it or you don't, the corporatization, or as me and the boys call it, the inification of college sports, is accelerating rapidly.
All right, time to finish up the show with a little What the X. I'm going to ask Rob what is X, and he will tell us why. Well, I'll tell him something, and you'll see if you haven't heard it before. All right, the first thing that's Xing, or you'll hear it, or you could see it if you're watching on the stream. First thing that's Xing is Schnell.
As in Blake Schnell. Of the LA Dodgers. Blake Snell last night, I didn't talk as much. I did talk some baseball earlier in the show, not as much as I would have liked. You know what I love about the Dodgers right now? I mean, I hate the Dodgers, but you know what I love about watching the Dodgers as a baseball fan with the fan cap off and the analyst hat on? The fact that the Dodgers, a team that were supposed to live and die by showing everybody the big dong all season long, that's not how they're winning games. They're winning small ball games. And that is because Blake Snell went out last night, threw 8 innings of baseball, and faced the minimum. That means that he faced, of the 24 outs that he needed to record to get through 8 innings, he only faced 24 guys. He gave up one hit. They ended up getting the next guy out on the double. He faced the minimum. I believe, and I saw the record earlier, I didn't write it down because I'm a big fat dummy, but there's only like one or two other guys that have done that in a championship series on the NL side, have faced the minimum. The Dodgers, who all year, the pitching staff, they had a pitching staff on their injured list that was better than anybody's pitching staff in real life. Now they're all healthy. Now they're all balling. The Dodgers can go win 2-1 games, 3-2 games. They don't have to go hit 12 in a game. They get one from Freddie Freeman last night, and it was enough. Y'all, I like the Brewers. I picked the Brewers. If the Brewers win the World Series, I'm going to look like a stinking genius. I don't think anybody's beating the Dodgers if they can keep getting that out of Blake Snell, who has been nails in this postseason.
All right, the next thing that's Xing is Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell Xing after the Detroit Lions got the L put on him by the Chiefs. And now we found out that defensive back Brian Branch has been suspended 1 game for unnecessary roughness. Unsportsmanlike conduct was, I actually think, the tag they hit him with. Suspended for next Monday's game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Uh-oh! Considering, especially, that the Detroit Lions already have like 5 or 6 starters on their defense who are banged up, roughed up. Some of them going to be out, some will play, but will be hurt. I don't know what Dan Campbell said, but I'm sure it sounded something like...
Well, I think he's Xing for 2 things. One is apologizing for that. And the other, and I thought it was AI at first, but I found it a bunch of times, is him being side-eyed by Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, hey, you took that L.
I don't know if it's real or not, but...
You took the L.
Yeah.
You wear the L, boys.
All right, speaking of taking an L, the next thing is Xing is Seth Rollins.
Seth freaking Rollins. Xing because last night the vision got blurry for Seth Rollins. Braun Breaker hit Seth Rollins with a spear. That not even the only shocking part. Then Big Bronson Reed hit him with the tsunami. I will say this. There's a lot in the background of Paul Heyman that makes him kind of a questionable character. Welcome to wrestling. Most of those guys are at that level, but... Paul Heyman's reaction to stuff, facial reaction in ring, makes him the GOAT.
He is so good.
He was so good. I was totally bought in.
I thought for sure Seth got hurt during the match against Cody, and then we find out that he probably did.
The rumor is he did. The rumor is backstage he had his arm in a sling, and the reason he was wearing the big puffy coat last night was to hide a brace that was on it.
Yeah, with the thing.
Yeah,
now.
And this was a way to get him up off the TV for a hot minute, let him rest and recuperate, which does two things. Number one,
lets him get healthy. Last time he faked it.
This time I believe it. This time I believe it. And the second thing it allows him to do, you either bring back Seth as super mega ultra heel, and that gives you a Braun and Bronson Reed turn to a face. Or what I think is more likely to happen, Seth comes back as a baby face that got turned on by two guys he was trying to bump up, and we get what I've wanted for a very long time, which is psychopathic top-of-the-card Braun Breaker with zero hold back on him. Yes, please.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, too. Or
33 1/3% chance he comes back as a face, though.
Or, like I speculated yesterday, Brock Lesnar joins the division.
Brock, Braun, and Bronson.
I just think that would be.
See, I don't think he get enough. I don't think he's around enough to justify putting him in a faction. Like, I guess maybe you could have him be like leader from a distance. I'll show up when I need to. But I just don't get that vibe off of him.
We'll see. And finally, the last thing that's Xing is Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Just two right now. He lost 50% of his Josh Allens through two picks last night as the Bills were shocked by the Atlanta Falcons. I told you the Falcons are a good football team. It is not that I thought at any point they would be a bad football team. I just can't pick them to win the division until they actually finish a season. It is not the middle of the season I was worried about. Michael Penix Jr. is a guy, but Bijan Robinson might be the best running back in football. He might be better than Saquon Barkley at this point. They just can't finish. Defense showed up last night, though. That's it for us. Thank you for being here. Hope you enjoyed the show. If it didn't, it's your own fault. You got bad taste in radio. But if you come back tomorrow, I promise we'll try 2 to 3% harder. Have a great day. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face for Alonzo. I'm Rob Brown. See you back here tomorrow on The Rob Brown Show and The Fan Upstate. Later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.